This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. The news this month that veteran New Mexico Republican Congressman Steve Pierce is giving up his seat to run for governor in 2018 translates to a major opportunity for both Republicans and Democrats in the sprawling Congressional District 2. And it didn't take long for members of the GOP to announce their intention to keep the seat in the party's control. To this point, two Republicans have entered the race: State Land Commissioner Aubrey Dunn, who declared his candidacy on Tuesday, and last week, District 51 State Representative Yvette Harrell did the same. And we'll hear from Harrell after this word from our media partner.
Al Kovac Jr., Navy veteran, paralyzed veterans of America.
You fought the good fight and served your country with valor. Now it's our turn to fight for you.
Sherman Gillums Jr., Marine Corps veteran, paralyzed veterans of America.
We help you secure full benefits, quality health care, and job opportunities.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Now in her fourth term as state representative from District 51, Yvette Harrell, a Republican from Alamogordo, says she's had running for Congress on her radar for more than 10 years now.
First in going to meetings and helping with various campaigns, and then I ended up getting involved with campaigns. Then I worked in Santa Fe for 2 years before I actually ran for office. And now, of course, I'm in the middle of my fourth term, so I'm starting my seventh year. And for me personally, it's just, I think, very important. I care about where New Mexico is headed. I'm sure that most, New Mexicans do. But the fact that we need to hold this seat, and we've got to find ways to continue to bring our concerns forward, continue to work on the relationships that have been started in Washington, D.C., and ensure that our voices are being heard.
Harrell says her experience in the legislature and working on matters relating to both state and federal issues, citing the Endangered Species Act, land management issues, and water rights, has prepared her to seek the 2nd District Congressional seat. Harrell likes to compare New Mexico to Arizona, and when she does, she sees untapped potential.
I'm saying we've got to figure out a way to diversify our economy so that we truly can be competitive with our neighboring states.
But Harrell points to New Mexico's current troubles, in particular ranking near last among states in education. It doesn't help recruitment, especially in her neck of the woods, Alamogordo, home to Holloman Air Force Base. Holloman, Harrell points out, will soon be home to the expanding F-16 fighter squadrons.
Holloman Air Force Base is now being called a premier base in terms of fighter pilot training. And our community is being faced with meeting the challenges of housing, but we're also being faced with challenges of our schools and the way the schools are ranked nationally. We have got to do a better job at working with our colleagues in Washington, D.C. to see how we can implement and see better results for the individual states. I mean, New Mexico cannot afford to stay at the bottom of this list. We've got to see how we can work with the federal government.
As for key issues facing the 2nd District, Harrell says reducing regulations facing industry, in particular the energy industry, is atop her list. She also concedes she'll have some big shoes to fill in succeeding Congressman Pierce should she get the GOP nod next June.
Steve has built a fantastic platform in which to continue growing from. He started building those relationships in Washington, and it's our job to continue those relationships and to continue those dialogues.
State Representative and now Congressional Candidate for District 2, Yvette Harrell. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.